Welcome to the podfic of We Fit Together by Allie Is Reading, an Our Flag Means Death fic, read by Little Thingies. This fic is rated mature, creator chose not to use archive warnings. Relationship, Archie, Olawande Budhari, and Jim Jimenez. This is a fluffy missing scene set the morning after Calypso's birthday. Let's begin. It was a long and, quite frankly, amazing night. Jim feels like they're on cloud nine, lying in bed with Olawande cuddled on one side and Archie sprawled like a starfish on the other, while the sun is barely starting to come up. The past few weeks back with the old crew were tense. Everyone was on edge since Blackbeard returned the ship. But surprisingly, the easiest part of these changes was falling into this new dynamic with Olawande and Archie. It's almost ridiculous how much they like each other in such a short time. They even have pet names, and Jim finds them cuddling in their room while exchanging life stories more often than not. Jim wouldn't change any of it, though. They never thought they would find a person who would care about them so unconditionally. Imagine having two. Happiness sounds like a fantasy when all you've been taught is survival and revenge, but they can finally allow it. They can feel it and cherish it. Olawande starts stirring in his sleep, pulling them out of their thoughts. He opens one eye and yawns. "Hey, babe," he whispers, trying not to wake Archie up. "Why are you up so early?" Jim gives him a small smile and kisses his forehead. "Hola, amor. Just couldn't sleep. How are you feeling?" He stretches his muscles before answering, "Pretty good, actually. Last night was great. Very different, but great." Jim grins mischievously. "So you liked the party, didn't you?" "I was talking more about the after party, but yeah," he replies, his cheeks growing warm. "Are you sure you're okay with all of this? You know, the three of us?" Jim says, sounding genuinely concerned. "Of course," Olive frowns slightly. "Where is this coming from?" "I don't know. It's all happening very fast, and I just wanted to check in." "Jim, I would never do anything I don't want to. I love being here with you. Both of you, I promise." He punctuates it with a peck to their lips. Archie jumps suddenly on top of them and gives them a loud smooch on each of their cheeks. "Oh, you big cheeseballs! I knew that Olu was a softie, but I never expected it from you, Jim." Jim giggles and squints at her. "For how long have you been listening?" They smile coyly. "Not too long, I reckon. I just woke up, heard you both being all mushy, and I had to join in." She playfully pinches one of Olu's nipples. "So what I'm hearing is that you like me, huh? Is it my tits? Because I know they're fucking awesome." Olawande blushes bright red. "Well, that, and also..." There's a loud bang coming from outside the room. It sounds like something was dropped, and they hear a muffled, "Fuck!" Jim immediately switches into protective mode, picks up their dagger, and heads to the door. Archie and Olawande jump out of bed following them, not even bothering to put clothes on. Jim opens the door, ready to slash the throat of anyone who could possibly put their partners in danger. But what they find is definitely not what they expected. They just stand there, trying to piece together the scene in front of them, while the other two get behind them to watch. Ed looks up at them from where he is crouched. It looks like he is trying to pick up a tray with food. He looks very out of his element. He's wearing a teal silk robe, and there's a burnt piece of toast in his mouth. "Sorry, guys. Did I wake you up? I was just back from the kitchen. Roach isn't up yet, and I wanted to get breakfast." He quickly scans them and realizes they're all in their boxers. Olawande pushes Archie behind him to cover them. Not that they have any problem with flashing everyone. They've done it before. However, this situation feels different. Yeah, no, we were already up. Don't worry, man. Do you need any help with that? Alu says, pointing to the tray. No, it's fine. I got it. Ed awkwardly stands up, maneuvering what can only be described as a mess of a tray, and awkwardly leaves, heading for the captain's quarters. Once he's out of sight, Archie chuckles loudly and pats Jim on the back. It looks like we weren't the only ones who had fun last night. Let's go back in. My boobs are freezing, and this gorgeous man was about to tell me why he fell in love with me. Jim stays in the doorframe for a little longer, looking at Alu and Archie get back in the covers, giggling and flirting. They're not sure how long it's going to last, but their life is pretty good right now. The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this story, please tell Allie's reading that you liked it. You'll find a link back to the original in behind this track on SoundCloud. And if you enjoyed the podfic, I would also love to hear about that. On to the next.